Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Reitveldt, the CEO with I4F. John, how you doing?
I'm pretty well today, Kemp. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I called your cell phone. Where have I caught you today?
I'm actually in the Netherlands.
All right. So you've got some big news that was announced earlier this week. There's three companies in this flooring industry that have intellectual properties. Obviously, there's more than that, but three big companies that are recognized for it. And it's Vlinge, Unilin, and your company, I4F. You guys have agreed to settle a lot of the arguments that have been going on. If you talk about the type of patents that exist out there, you can put in like two or three buckets. There's locking systems, there's compositions or construction layers, and then there's kind of smaller ones like embossed and register and bevel design and things like that. So basically, the three of you have decided, hey, we're spending a fortune fighting these things amongst ourselves, and we're just going to settle and stop this, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of a historic perspective on this?
Yeah, it's clear that I4F, as newcomer 6 years ago, was trying to make its road into the flooring industry with its IP. It was also clear that I4F, during that period, has been challenged by the two licensors who were in the market at the time we entered. And yeah, that has resulted in an enormous amount of legal procedures over the last 6 years. Some of them already finished with different outcomes, but still up to a couple of weeks ago, we had 28 legal procedures, and that went from infringement, nullity actions, oppositions, ITC, name it, but a lot of those legal procedures. And the question, of course, has been, yeah, is that a model which is helping the market? A lot of focus actually on the legal side instead of looking at innovations and how to sell more and how to get better mixes in the sales process. So yeah, you try to see if there is a common ground for such a solution, and we have found it, and that has resulted into those settlement agreements we have reached.
Okay. So moving forward, the manufacturers of these flooring systems, they can just choose who they want to go with, which system they want to go with, and in some cases it might be one of your intellectual properties on one part of the product and maybe somebody else's on the other, right?
Yeah, that could be the situation. I think in general, because we have settled the legal procedures, but everybody needs to promote, of course, its own system. We have been promoting for the last 6 years 3L Triple Lock and Click for You. These are I4F systems. Mm-hmm. And if people are using that, and that within the scope of the materials, as we have mentioned in our announcement, then people could be protected against other patent groups. That is the setup. But we as I4F cannot use systems of our competitors. We remain competitors,
yep,
in the market,
right,
and the focus will be on your own innovations.
I remember at Domatex Germany seeing your people demonstrate your drop lock system, which seems so simple compared to some of the other locking systems, and it was through a very creative bulge in the tab that allowed it to so simply click together. So, I mean, that was huge innovation. And I guess the arguments came about because it displaced some of the more traditional relationships, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think at the end, that has also resulted in our position as we have it today, which has luckily for us became stronger and stronger, is that a lot of customers liked the system. It functioned very well, and I agree with you. Most of the, you know, good innovations are very simple, but at the same time, you know, it's the little detail that makes the difference. But of course, that has put us in the market position where we stand today.
Yeah. Our two big questions. I think if I was going to design products, I'd want to have a good, better, best system, you know, with different costs at different levels. I'd want to be able to, like, say, look at a menu and say, okay, well, I want this Glock system. And I want on this level of product, I don't need embossed and registered or this type of bevel system. So I'd like to be able to buy off a menu. Is that possible today?
Yeah, that's possible. That will also be possible in the future. Of course, how everyone acts in the market is their own responsibility. Uh-huh. So you know how you deal with the structure of your IP and the way how you market it and price levels and everything else. That is, of course, an individual responsibility. And as you understand, Kemp, competitive information. But it is clear that even with a settlement, innovation doesn't stop there. It only starts. So we hope we can add a lot to our menu going forward. You also know that we have several partnerships concluded over the last 24 months. Yeah, and it has brought also very specific IP and innovations. We're very excited about it. You will see some of those innovations on the shows in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. So clearly, I think the big winner of this overall settlement is, of course, the market, the customers, because they don't need, to worry anymore what they use or, what they sell, but they can focus on taking what they think is the best or what can help them to sell more. And that freedom of choice, as you know, has been in our vision from the start, and I'm happy been able to contribute to a solution. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm also happy that our competitors have a similar view on the future. So things have been like they have been, but we have a new future in front of us, and of course, with recent developments like the positive tariff development for new materials, it looks, at least for the moment, all very bright for the market.
Yeah, I understand there's a new evolution of rigid coming out where they've eliminated maybe a layer or two. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. So with all this money you're going to save, I guess the lawyers are going to have to go find something else to do. But I guess you'll focus these dollars on more innovation, right?
That's absolutely right. And I hope you you understand that I don't care if the lawyers make less money, because they made enough over the last couple of years.
Right, exactly.
But we will definitely use the money to bring more innovations and to make our company stronger, the market stronger, and make the flooring category more attractive. And we will try to do our best to give a good contribution to that.
All right, John, I appreciate you spending time with us and explaining this news. Again, been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.